Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Colin Cavell, who is a former lecturer at the University of Bahrain, who's joining us now via Skype from West Virginia. Mr. Cavell, as always, thanks for joining us now. You know, at the 2-year mark, essentially, we've had a teenager who's been killed by security forces. Is that essentially a description of how brutal this regime is?
Yes, Walker. They have killed another young fighter for democracy, Hussein Al Jazeera. Meanwhile, the entire opposition leadership remains in jail. Meshema, Alsen Gacy, Al-Khawaja, Nabil Rajab, all of the leaders are in jail. They've been tortured, and the regime continues to kill innocent teenagers, innocent children, innocent people who just want to stay in their government. So I think the population is very strong, and the regime has to bear the brunt of criticism internationally and domestically. And I hope the February 14th movement brings the fight directly to the regime in a much stronger manner in this coming year.
Mr. Cavell, you know, recently Maryam Al-Khawaja and other activists, and in fact the daughter of Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, who is jailed right now in Bahrain, recently visited Bahrain, and she said that, you know, the country that she had left 2 years ago and she came back to were completely different places. How much longer do you believe that this status quo, essentially, of the regime forces killing brutally protesters can last?
Well, Walker, the protests will continue. Maryam Al-Khawaja was a former student of mine, and she is a very determined and intelligent leader, and she knows that this situation in Bahrain, they have to get rid of the monarchy. The United States knows they have to. We have 3/4 of the population who are on the streets on a regular basis now, protesting against this 230-year-old tyrannical monarchical government. And the people are not going to give up. The regime has proposed a second round of talks, which started this week, and the regime still is refusing to admit that they are the military junta that is the opposition. They are claiming that they are above the talks, and they will only act as mediators. Mediators between whom? Who do they think that they are mediating with? It is the regime that the people want to abdicate. It is the regime that the people want to bring down. It is the regime that people are correctly blaming for the murders, for the tortures, for the jailings, and for the chaos in the peaceful country of Bahrain.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain, speaking to us live from West Virginia. Sir, as always, we appreciate your insight.